This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of the great radio stations in America. And special thanks goes to our military men and women who are listening to us all around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital room ER workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics and the construction workers, too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com for all the different stuff that we've got over there on the website. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
The news coming out of England is not bright for the one political party there, because British Prime Minister Theresa May yesterday offered to quit in a bid to get her European Union divorce deal passed. But the Northern Irish Party, crucial to getting the agreement through Parliament, said they would reject it all over again.
Well, she's trying to, you know, we have a deal. I mean, she's created a portfolio of Brexit, and nobody seems to like it. She goes, look, this is where we are. These are the choices, and I'm happy to quit after Brexit happens, whatever path we take. So I think she's just kind of finished with it, but there's nobody that wants to step up.
No.
Now, yesterday, Parliament voted against every single form of Brexit.
Uh-huh.
Every single form.
Uh-huh.
So we don't know what. I mean, she's the only person that can lead them out of the nonsense.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, can she really rein in, you know, members of Parliament here and go, hey, why don't we go through this thing and take out what you don't like, and let's just, you know, or what you do like, or put in what you want, and let's just get on with this. So, I mean, this is to the very survival of I would say, Britain here.
Uh-huh.
So somebody had better, you know, take the bull by the horns. And I don't know who it is, because nobody wants to, you know, lead, and she's the only one. And, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's chaos.
Well, yes,
kind of like Chicago.
Yeah, kind of like Chicago. And we might have some other chaos brewing. Might have a little war of words going on between a former CIA chief, James Wolseley, who yesterday gave an interview on Newsmax TV where he said ex-CIA director John Brennan's Trump treason claim is like the 13th chime of the clock.
We're going to find out. I mean, when it comes to this whole dossier and this whole deep state thing,
uh-huh,
we're going to find out that Brennan was the absolute core pivot point on this whole thing.
That's
my prediction. Now, I could be wrong, but my gut is beginning to tell me so. We have to remember that all of this happened under Obama and Brennan's watch.
Yep.
That's just where we are. And if Brennan goes on CNN and MSNBC and wherever he is, and he was talking the way he was, using treason, and that Trump was was a unregistered agent then and now.
Yeah.
Of Russia. And then he backtracks and says, well, maybe the information that I got was wrong. That really questions what information or how wrong his conclusions were as director of CIA.
Yeah, and MSNBC still, MSNBC still hasn't gotten the message because Morning Joe and Mika got into it yesterday talking about, well, he's colluded and, well, we know he has and this and the other. Adam Schiff comes out and says, well, undoubtedly there's collusion. And in the meantime, their ratings are going in the toilet. Rachel Maddow is gone and CNN is gone. And Sean Hannity and company over at Fox have just ballooned again.
Look, the Adam Schiffs and the Jerry Nadlers and, you know, the Joes and the Mikas and, you know, all the rest of them, they all know. They put their entire lot in with Mueller. They kept saying they wanted to pass legislation that Mueller couldn't even be fired by Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And so Trump played the card right. Okay, I'm not firing anybody. Then they all... You know, they were saying, oh, well, he's going to do the same thing to Rosenstein. Well, Rosenstein, in my opinion, was the other pivot person in this because, he's going against the president because he threatened he was going to wear a wire and blah, 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 blah. Well, as it turns out, now they're blaming Barr for the, for how he's interpreted the Mueller report.
Yeah.
I don't think Barr had much to do with the Mueller report. I think it was Rosenstein. I mean, Barr couldn't have gotten, his whole grasp of this thing that fast.
Right.
You know, for 2 years and thousands and thousands and thousands of, interviews and so forth. So it turns out that Rosenstein, in my opinion, took all the hits that he didn't really have to take. Hello, Sean Hannity. But
yep.
Nonetheless, he really stood with, there's nothing here. And I'll say why there's nothing there, because Mueller says there won't be any further indictments. Trump is savvy in a lot of ways, but he isn't savvy enough to collude or have a conspiracy operation with Moscow by himself. You need
yep.
somebody else.
Yep.
And there wasn't anybody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll continue that on the other side of this break. We got some other things to talk about. By the way, Denise wrote some very good articles yesterday. We're going to get into one about Iran and their continued influence in Syria and what's that all going to mean for the world as we know it. And I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, you sure are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, otherwise known as USCCA. Now, they get it. They understand what happens when you have to defend yourself, and they will be right there for you in the event you need help by whatever means you have to defend yourself by, in the middle of the night, in the middle of the day, early in the morning, whatever the situation might happen to be. Now, to find out more about what they do and to sign up for their free gun a day giveaway, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo that's right there, and good luck, and hope you win the gun, because sooner or later, somebody on this show is going to win the gun, and we're going to hear about it. And there you go. It's a different gun every day that's given away. And you also get a bunch of free stuff if you sign up to become a member. It amounts to, oh gosh, just $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which I've got my copy. I was looking at the other day, and I was just looking at the coupons that were in there and the things that I could buy that would save me money. And, hell, it must have been $1,000 or $1,200 worth of discounts for the different stuff you can buy. It's not just gun-related either. Some of it is outdoor-related, camping equipment, fishing equipment, radios to communicate with out there in the range and whatnot. So there you go. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning.
Hello.
Iran, you know, Iran, you ran, we all ran for Iran, continues to take down, take over Syria. They're doing it by little pieces, aren't they?
Well, I shouldn't say nobody, but paying attention to what is really happening there, it's almost as though, okay, we along with the Kurds and a couple other allied forces, defeated Islamic State in Syria.
Yep.
Okay, we get that one. We haven't defeated the ideology by a long stretch,
nope.
But what we did was we removed a terror organization from their headquarters in Syria known as Raqqa. Okay, through this entire civil war that has happened in in Syria, and they're still at war. There's still bombing going on.
They are.
Iran has been exercising power in Syria beyond what we can necessarily understand.
Mm-hmm.
Bashar al-Assad is completely indebted to Iran. Iran has, charities and all these kind of quasi front operations that have been going into Syria, into bombed out areas, and they've been buying real estate real cheap, real cheap. And then, in order to kind of calm things down in the eruptions, the social and political eruptions going on in Iran itself, because they want the regime moved, they're doing this construction now in these bombed out areas. And so mm-hmm. they're sending Iranian citizens, if you choose to sign up, to go over there and build and reconstruct,
mm-hmm.
including, I would say, an awful lot of Afghanis, they're on the payroll over there, too. So essentially, Syrians are now being forced to go onto the payroll and work for Iran. Then you have an operation where Iran is trying real hard, and with a lot of success, I might add, to change the Sunnis into Shiites.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing this by the same operation that Al-Qaeda and Islamic State had done, and that is through winning the hearts and minds.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of forced hearts and minds. We're going to give you these ID cards. We're going to give you $200 a month, but you have to say that you're going to change from the Sunni sect to the Shiite sect. So Bashar al-Assad's also good with this. Now, Bashar al-Assad himself is an Alawite.
Mm-hmm.
And an Alawite is an ancient form of Islam, but it is part of the Shiite sect of Islam. So
mm-hmm.
this is where we are. Now we have the Russia component, and Russia still has an air base that they have with some kind of a cockamamie treaty that Bashar al-Assad signed with Russia.
The Navy base too, right?
And then they have the Navy base in Tartus.
Right.
So what we've done is we cleared out, when all said and done, and I know it's not going to sound good, but we have cleared out a terror group for Iran to operate freely in Syria.
Wow.
Yeah, and don't think that Lebanon may not be next.
Well,
so who's watching this? Turkey and Jordan and the United States. Where do we go from here? That's where we are.
Then I think we need to bring into our own hemisphere Venezuela, because yesterday the Venezuela interim first lady was present in D.C. and she came to thank the United States, plus to talk to supporters here about the fact that now 90% of Venezuelans are living in absolute poverty. Absolute poverty, and staggering 1,000,000% is the hyperinflation rate right now in Venezuela. 1,000,000%.
Well, it didn't get covered yesterday at all, but somebody in the White House asked Trump. Somebody in the asked Trump about Russia being in Venezuela.
Yeah,
and
they're there.
He came right out and said, "He said they got to go."
Yeah.
So you know that those phone calls are happening between the United States and Moscow. Get out.
Yep.
Well, that's all well and good, and they need to, but they're not going to. So that's just where we are with that one. But we need to say it right, because as long as Russia stays in Venezuela, then that Russia is condoning the humanitarian crisis going on there. But the other component to that is China, because China is standing steadfast with Russia on this whole thing. So that is another thing that's complicating the China trade deal that we're trying to, work out here.
Yeah.
That's just one of them.
And China doesn't China own the majority of the oil that interests?
Essentially they have first right of refusal, but, mm-hmm. They're doing this in cadence with Russia. What's particularly interesting is there's very little production and exporting of oil
right.
coming out of Venezuela.
Right.
Question is why? Nobody's getting paid.
Right.
So
Yeah, that's one good reason.
When you don't have a power system, when you have your grid is
That's
down.
Another good reason. Oh, 80% of the people. Here we go. The interim first lady said 80% of our population in Venezuela has no power right now.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. So what does that do? That takes down your communications. That takes down employment. That takes down the banking system. That takes down media. There's no news. It takes down the traffic system. There's no traffic. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's nothing there. I mean, they're virtually operating kind of like in the dark ages here.
And Maduro continues to burn medical supplies, block humanitarian aid, and they're still killing innocent civilians at random.
Whatever we think is going on there, it's worse. I just put it that way.
Yeah, because we don't really know.
No. I mean, no. So.
Well... Okay, so Commander Denise, when do we send in the Marines?
Well, we're not going to. I mean, I'm not sure I want the Marines fighting up against, a couple of thousand Russians right about now. And I say a couple of thousand. We just had two planes, the Russian planes that landed in Caracas
sure.
this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't have 2,000 forces, but we forget who of the Russians that were already there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then we got 23,000 Cuban military.
Yep.
So, I don't think there'll necessarily be a military conflict. If there is, we would do the same thing. We would advise and train and all that other kind of stuff somebody else.
Well, we brought down a bunch of communication aircraft from Offutt Air Force Base that came down here, five of them. They're the RC-135s, and they are the platforms, not like the AWACS, but similar, that analyzes data coming from areas or an area where they then use that data to do whatever they're going to do. And when I saw that happen, I went, I wonder.
Well, look, there's a surveillance operation in Cuba by the name of Lourdes.
Yep.
And Lourdes has been there for a very long time. Well, Lourdes is a Russian operation. And a couple of years ago, Russia came in and rehabilitated that whole entire surveillance operation,
mm-hmm.
the communications operation in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And that is there for Russia and nobody else to direct activities in Venezuela and in Cuba. So while you've got, Maduro working for Cuba, you got Cuba working for Russia. There's where you are.
All right, hold that thought, and I will be talking to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
All right, thank you.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for her great articles, and find out exactly what's going on when she knows about it. And I'll be right back with our next Military and Veterans News segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congress is asking for answers about the certification process for the troubled Boeing 737 MAX aircraft in the wake of two deadly crashes. At a Senate hearing, the FAA said it's changing the way new planes are reviewed. FAA Acting Administrator Dan Elwell was questioned by senators about the failures that led to the two crashes. He promised changes.
I want to assure you and everyone else that the FAA We'll go wherever the facts lead us in our pursuit of safety.
Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar wanted to know how the FAA's approval process allowed the 737 MAX to fly with a new anti-stall system that wasn't disclosed to pilots. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 32, the NASDAQ down 48, and the S&P 500 down 13. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works.
Uh-huh.
And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is being brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. You know, every time you see an airplane flying overhead, look up there and think, I wonder who just did the service on that aircraft, and I wonder how much money they were getting paid, and I wonder if that's not something I wouldn't mind doing. Well, to find out more, listen up, because here it comes.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, there's more to life than just being, say, a jet engine mechanic, okay, which is kind of a specific terminology. But an FAA-certified aviation maintenance tech, there's a lot of different areas that they work on, not just the power plant, but all the different technical makeups to the aircraft, the computers, the guidance systems, the electronics that are in there, the composite of the aircraft, the way the aircraft is put together, checking on the wings, checking on the tail, checking on all sorts of things that are maintenance related. So, I got an idea for you that'll jumpstart your career and your paycheck as soon as you get that certification from the FAA that you're an aviation maintenance tech. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. Schedule a tour of one of their two facilities.
The one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, that's increasing the size of their campus because of all the new students that want to go there now. And the other in Clearwater, Florida, which is down here in Tampa Bay. Because in either case, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, people with electronical experience, people with computer experience, people with HVAC experience, shade tree mechanics, diesel mechanics, gasoline mechanics, aviation mechanics, drone flyers. You've all got that aptitude and that interest in you where this could be something for you, being an aviation maintenance tech. There is a shortage worldwide of aviation maintenance techs. Now, check them out online. Schedule a tour. Schedule a tour by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. That'll give you the white gloves tour for sure. That's National Aviation Academy, naa.edu. Well, the Army right now, about 4,700 active and reserve soldiers are currently on the U.S. border with Mexico in support of President Trump's efforts to stem illegal immigration. And according to the Army's senior leaders, the unexpected mobilization late last year has not, I repeat, has not impacted the service's overall readiness, as some other news sources and agencies have incorrectly reported. Now, again, fake news. Get involved, pay attention, trust, but verify. And our acting Secretary of Defense, Patrick Shanahan, faced questions about the October 2017 Niger ambush as he sat in front of a congressional panel as lawmakers struggle to understand when final decisions and reprimands and awards will be made on what happened in Niger with the death of our Green Berets there. And we'll know soon, I'm sure. By the way, the Army Vice Chief has been nominated to replace General Mark Miley, who is likely headed to become the next Joint Chiefs Chairman. Army Vice Chief of Staff General James McConville has been nominated to lead the service. The president of the AUSA announced at the organization's Global Force Symposium, which I was invited to go to, but unfortunately I can't because I'm not able to broadcast in the middle of the night from their facility. And no, we don't do recorded shows here. We only do that once in a blue moon on maybe a holiday that I'm going to take off like Christmas, maybe. But anyway, more than half of the Army's brigade combat teams have achieved top levels of preparedness to fight a major ground war. This according to the service's top general, General Joseph Dunford, who noted that only three brigades were considered fully prepared to fight back in 2015. And now we've got half of the military's brigade combat teams that are ready to go. That means that they've done a lot of work. And also, the Pentagon's decision to decommission the aircraft carrier Harry S. Truman appears to be sputtering and dying in a wave of skepticism and resistance from lawmakers who said, what are we doing at a time when everybody tells us we need aircraft carriers out there? Because guess what? After a string of successes in the yard, there's been another setback with ongoing efforts to get the aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford ready for sea and deployment. Navy leaders told the Congressional Committee yesterday that, and they're not happy, nor should they be. By the way, the latest updates to the Navy's uniform policy include a host of changes for women, including improved slacks and skirts for some ranks, flats authorized for optional wear, and a nursing top for the new moms. So that's some of the stuff the Navy is up to right now, and leave it to the Navy to be out in front when it comes to uniforms, right? I still remember those button-down pants those guys had to wear. Now, Susan DeMarco, the wife of former Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson, had her initials traced onto a metal plate with a welding torch, signifying the laying of the keel for SSN 796, which is the Virginia-class attack sub New Jersey. Now we have a problem with some of our submarines, and that is a lack of submarine parts, which is slowing down maintenance and in some cases slowing down new construction. And it's a competition for material between submarine construction and submarine maintenance that's continuing to slow down both the Navy's deployment and maintenance. And unfortunately for the Navy, the Supreme Court threw out a nearly $315 million judgment against the Sudan, stemming from the bombing of the guided missile destroyer Cole, saying that the Sudan hadn't been properly notified of the lawsuit. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Also, congratulations to used-to-be Lieutenant General Jeffrey Harrigan, now the Deputy Commander of the U.S. Air Forces in Europe, Air Forces Africa. He received his fourth star, and he will be the commander of the United States Air Forces in Europe, Air Forces Africa. He's been nominated to lead that command. So congratulations to the general. And a little publicized legal opinion that addresses commanders' rights to mention God at a change of command and promotion ceremonies, issued by the Air Force Judge Advocate General in December, is now drawing both protests and praise because they were told that they could do that without being in violation. And I think it's a great idea, and anybody protesting it, too bad, so sad, don't listen. And one other little thing here, the Marines pushing for a new sustainment pistol course that will speed up the annual qualification and shorten the amount of time Marines spend at the range. Of course, the Corps is pushing for a faster pistol qualification course, and they'll probably get it. Probably get it. And not to be outdone, the Marine Corps, for the first time, has claimed top honors as the Culinary Team of the Year at the Armed Forces Chief of the Year competition in Fort Lee, Virginia. Congratulations, Marines. A big Semper Fi goes out to you. That's for my son. Great job. Great job. Okay. I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right back right after these messages.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, yeah, in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our good friends at Mission Barbecue, because every Tuesday, have lunch with the captain, Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue. And one of these times, we're going to drag Roger P. Shulman up there with us. He's going to be there to make an appearance, and everybody will be able to meet that great voice on the radio, Roger P. Shulman. If I have to throw him in the car, hog tie him, I'm going to take him up there. So there you go. So that's every Tuesday from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. And starting next week in Bradenton, have lunch with the captain. Moves down there in Bradenton to the Mixon Farms Grove Cafe. And boy, you're going to love that place. They've modernized it up there, and they're open for breakfast and lunch. And really good little menu down there. So I'll be there starting next Thursday. But joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You know, we've got AOC, right?
Yes.
And, you know, we got the new Green Deal or whatever the hell she calls it, right?
Yep.
Now we've got in competition to her Nancy Pelosi, who introduced the Climate Action Now Act. And I'm going to give you about 45 seconds of Nancy, because that's about all we can take.
This bill is only step one. The Select Committee on the Climate Crisis and Committees of Jurisdiction
We have made this really, our caucus has made this a caucus-wide priority. The select committee taking the lead on this, but all of the committees have jurisdiction acting upon it, and whether it pertains to jobs or health or national security or our moral responsibility for the planet. But it is a Congress-wide initiative. So today we're going to hear from one of the champions of climate action as to what where we go from here. I couldn't be more proud of her leadership. She has really been so wise, but also so determined to make a difference. Madam Chair, Kathy Castor.
Now, did you hear who the person was she turned it over to?
I couldn't hear it.
Madam Chair Kathy Castor. Who is Kathy Castor?
She's from Florida.
She's from the Tampa area.
Yep.
And she's been around for too long, and she's now in charge of the Select Committee on Climate Change, but Nancy has put her in charge of the Climate Action Now Act.
Yeah, good luck with that. You know, obviously trying to take some of the heat off in regards to some of the really far-fetched ideas that put forth by AOC. And again, you had a lot of the presidential candidates that jumped all over that. And, you know, like, what would they, you know, because they're saying it's, they're voting for, they believe in it because it's aspirational. I don't know what's in this. I'm all for, listen, I'm all for, if you want renewable energy that's priced accordingly, great. That's fantastic. I was being told that by 2026, renewables will cost less than coal will. Well, guess what? Then mm-hmm. that's the free market and people will go in that direction. Mm-hmm. I'll believe it when I see it. But when you force things on people, that's just patently absurd. It's just not going to work.
Now, there are some good things afoot when it comes to the economy. Boeing should be cheering the news yesterday that they said that they were agonizingly close to the software fix that will take care of the 737 MAX 8s and 9s. Hopefully that is the case.
Yeah, from what I've heard is that, you know, there was a big piece in the Wall Street Journal that came out late yesterday kind of explaining what went wrong. And it seems to me that it's kind of a pilot training issue.
That's correct.
This plane.
That's correct.
And the fact, and you know what? You know, I think Boeing has some responsibility with that as well. And, you know, some of the upgrades that were put on there, safety glitches, are actually, you have to pay more for them. And certain airlines didn't pay for that. And there should have been more done to teach the pilots in regards to how this is different than other planes. The airlines right now are taking a hit because the amount of planes that are grounded and actually routes being canceled, and it's going to cost a lot of the airlines. They need to find a way that they can get this plane back up in the air again, obviously safely.
Yeah, you're right. And, folks, I'm speaking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street host, and his website is watchdogonwallstreet.com for more information. Now, I had a caller, about an hour and a half ago now, that wanted me to ask you a question about bonds and interest rates and whatnot, and how that all has a reflection on what may or may not be coming down the road. And there was a comment made by economist prognosticator Peter Ragan, who said that the Fed strategy and trade tariffs are sparking uncertainty about the economy. Now, I know you're not a prognosticator. You don't really do that. But I think the economy is on pretty solid footing right now, and my money's on the United States of America to continue to boom along. What say you?
Well, I think that the economy is on pretty solid footing as well. I mean, will there be bumps in the road moving forward? There's always going to be bumps in the road. That's just life. I mean, nothing goes up in a straight line. It just doesn't work that way. There's going to be issues that happen. The caller was probably referring to the yield curve inversion, have short-term rates that actually went above long-term rates, and some people say that that is a reading the tea leaves, that it could be a sign that there's a recession coming. All a recession is two quarters in a row of contraction, negative growth.
Yep.
We've had them before. We'll get them again. Does that yield curve inversion mean that it's going to happen? No. No, it doesn't. It's like seeing clouds in the sky and saying, well, there's clouds in the sky and we're definitely going to get a thunderstorm. No, they're definitely going to get a thunderstorm. It could be just clouds in the sky.
Yeah.
It's hard to, you know, to kind of judge all of these things. And you shouldn't try because, again, people will tell you, well, you know, last time we had this, well, then we had a recession and maybe it didn't happen. It's insanity if you try to do things that way.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at the overall strength. I look at the strength in labor markets, which is very important, and something that we haven't seen now since the late 1990s is the wage growth that we're seeing, which is great.
That's right. And I had another friend of mine tell me yesterday, he came back in. He says, Captain, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? He says, I got another 35 cents an hour in wage increase. And he said, I didn't even ask for it. I'm now, my wage is $1.50 higher this year than it was last year. And all we're doing is just making, they're working in an assembly plant. And all we're doing is just assembling things. We got more orders than we can possibly accumulate. We got new jobs of people are being hired to come in to help us out. It's great. Business is great.
Yeah, I mean, that's good to see. We want to continue to see that. And the wage growth, most of the wage growth has happened down at some of the traditionally lower end of the spectrum when it comes to wages.
Yeah.
That's where we've seen the most significant gains, and that's a positive sign.
Now, the president is seeking to end the immense government control of mortgage companies to be able to reduce some of the rates that people are being charged. And that, I think, would be a good thing, would it not?
Well, are we talking about what they're, you know, I think they want to get Fannie and Freddie out from underneath the complete government
control. They do. They do.
Yeah. And I, you know, I'm all for that. I don't even agree that those, quite frankly, these entities should exist. I don't think the government should be involved in the mortgage business at all. I think it leads to a lot of problems. You know, let the free market decide. You know, I want to go back to the day. I didn't know Fannie and Freddie existed back at that point in time.
Uh-huh.
You know, you go back to the day when you go to your local bank. The bank knows the property. They know you. You put down your 20% plus, and then you go out and get yourself a mortgage. To me, things worked a lot better back when that was in place.
And the U.S. trade deficit has narrowed sharply. The trade deficit declined 14.6%, the largest decline in reported history.
Yeah, it's still pretty big, but again, the trade deficits, I've talked about this with you before.
Yep.
That stuff never really bothers me. We have trade deficits because we're doing better than other people. That's part of the reality. That's not what really concerns me in regards to trade. It's the intellectual property rights, which is really important, and hopefully we can tackle that.
All righty, what are you talking about in your show today?
We're definitely going to be, I did this a lot yesterday on Smollett, and I got to do a little bit more again today, and there's some other interesting stories in regards to retirees and the savings.
Let me give you a little suggestion on the Smollett case. It's not going away because there's a federal investigation that is right now in full speed ahead mode, and I believe Mr. Smollett is going to be facing federal charges, but that's just me.
I think you're going to be right. I think you're right with that one.
All righty. We will talk to you tomorrow, sir.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. And we'll get into that with Ron Edwards because he's going to want to talk about that too, I'm sure. But we got other things to talk about with Ron. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back to Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.